message tonight, we'll be looking in the book of Psalm, chapter number 19, in the book of Psalm 19. It's good to be saved, to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. It's good to sing songs about it and to be able to look with great anticipation to His coming again. Psalms 19, verse 7, if you're able to stand, we'll look at a couple of things out of this chapter here tonight. Psalms chapter number 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. My heart is thrilled every time I come to the house of God, sing the songs of Zion with the body of Christ, listen to all these kids, grandkids, and acquaintances and church kids singing for the Lord. It's a blessing. I pray your blessings now upon this service. Save the lost. Lift up the downhearted. Bless Brother Ron now as he's got an upcoming surgery. Brother Darrell, as he's gone away from home. His family, Lord, while he's away. Bless, I pray thee now this service in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on the testimony of the Lord. Now, in this lesson that we're looking at, by the way, do you realize and know the only way anybody anywhere is ever going to be able to see God's testimony is through you? You better make sure that you show a good testimony for Him. I'd hate to stand before the Lord, and the big thing that He had on me was, you didn't do a very good job keeping my testimony. They thought I was a heathen and a God-cussing heathen. I mean, really, you don't stop to think about that, do you? I got to say to you that, if you will, that when you begin to look into it, we are surrounded by the testimony of the Lord that's been really faithful to us. Hey, every day of our life, day into day, night into night, seed time and harvest, oceans crashing against the shore line, going right back out. Well, listen, the only reason why they do that, God has told the proud waves, that's as far as you can come and come no farther. Every now and again, He lets them come out of banks and cover up some places so that you would know that they're in obedience unto the Lord. But then some jackass-looking, wall-eyed, heifer-like AOC and Joe Biden and all of their cronies, they come along and try to tell you, oh, it's because of the fact that we need the Green New Deal. See? They know nothing about God, so they're worried about climate change. I'm going to tell you, climate's going to change for them, and it's going to get real hot. In this lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you that the testimony of the Lord, the Bible said the law of the Lord is perfect. You know what that means? It's flawless. You know what that means? It means it's without error. It means it's dependable. It means it's solid. It means it's sure. No ifs, no ands, no buts. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. I was thinking about in the lesson that you're looking at, the Bible said the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Now, we know the law of the Lord can't save you. It wasn't implied for that, but it'll point you unto the one who can save you. And whenever He said the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, here's what He needs to know. He needs us to be able to stop and to realize and know that the law of God will point you to the only one that can save your soul. His name is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, you'll find that America has sold out its soul a long time ago. You know, it used to be that all of our currency and stuff like that, and we were one nation under God and so forth and on, and now they want to get rid of all of that and the pledges and everything that has to do with God and right and moral and decency. They'd like to be able to get rid of all of that. But I want to tell you, whenever you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, you heard the law of God, it turned you around and made you face the right direction instead of going the wrong direction. I want to say that when you begin to look into it, the reason why the world's, and don't lose your place, but look over there in the book of Mark, chapter number 8, and I'll show you a passage in a minute. But the reason why the world's going to hell in a handbasket is because they've rejected Him. They're not interested in the Word of God, the words of the Lord. And by the way, whatever God's given, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. In the book of Mark, in chapter number 8, and verse number 34, the Bible says there in the passage, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, then let him deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me." We've said over and over again, self will get in the way if you're not careful. "For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man that if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" I wonder if Warren Buffett knows that passage there. I know Elon Musk doesn't know it. I've already heard him. Whenever he talked about God or whatever, some other power that we, you know. And I mean, there's a guy that's, got a multi-billionaire, and so I'm sure that whatever I'm going to say to him is not going to matter. It's obvious that whatever God says to him is not going to matter. In the lesson that you're looking at, you'll find that he asks the question, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed whenever he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels." Now, I don't want you to lose that. Just kind of hold it there, because we start out in Matthew chapter number 16 concerning this same subject. He mentions it in Matthew 16, Luke chapter 9. I think it behooves us to look at it just for a second. And then we'll look back again at Mark in chapter number 8. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 24. Here you'll find that he said, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." See, over in the book of Mark, we're talking about the gospel, for my sake and the gospel. "For what man, what is it a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Man, what a question. What a piercing question that is. Now, in the book of Luke, quickly, chapter number 9, verse 23. In the book of Luke, chapter number 9, verse 23. I'll show you something that I know that you've already gotten, that the world's already wrapped up in, and I'm sure you've seen it by now, but look in verse 23 of Luke chapter 9. The Bible says, "And he said unto them all, that if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily." That tells you how often you have to do it every day. "And follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake and the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he come in his own glory, in his father's and of the holy angels." Now back over there in the book of Mark, chapter number 8, I want you to watch it. Here's the reason that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting your soul and my soul and anybody that'll believe in. Now, if a person doesn't want to believe it, they'll die and go to hell, having heard it, but that's just because they rejected what God gave in his words, plural. In verse number 35 in the book of Mark, chapter number 8 that we read, after asking what shall a man give in exchange for his soul, then look what he said. Here's the reason. Here's what they gave. "Whosoever there shall for be ashamed of me and my words." Number one, they're ashamed of the Bible. They don't care nothing about the Bible. "I hope you ain't going to start talking that holy Bible thumping stuff to me." That's what they'll tell you. He said of me and my words, "in this adulterous and sinful generation." Oh, they don't mind talking about adultery, committing adultery, befriending adultery. They don't mind involving being in sin. But they hate the words of the Lord that reminds them of it. He said, "Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous, sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father and with the holy angels." Now, that's going to be pretty clear, it's pretty blatant, it's pretty simple, because he said, whosoever's ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. I was listening to two or three times, and I appreciate all the good, whatever he's doing and whatever he's done. I appreciate the fact that he'll get on the air, and even though he's not telling it right, he's asking everybody, are you weary? And he's got the biggest ears I've ever seen. Big old ear. I'm Franklin Graham. And he's telling everybody, and he's saying, you know, are you kind of weary of the pandemic and all the thing, this and that? And he says everything. Sure we are. Sure we're weary of it. And then he goes on and says that if you'd ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and pray this prayer and then call that 800 number, so forth and on. Well, what he says is true in one sense. In another sense, it's not. You can buzz that prayer all you want to and die and go to hell with those words of that on your lips. You better have something real from God. I can tell you, when God saves your soul, he'll change your life. He'll change your direction. He'll change your thinking. He'll change it to where other people can see the difference between being saved and just being religious. He'll change it. I noticed that in the lesson is that we ought to come to Christ. If you will come to Christ, he'll save your soul. There ain't no two ways about it. If God's knocking on your heart's door and the gospel of Jesus Christ is opening up your eyes, if you'll come to Jesus Christ as an empty-handed beggar, he'll save you as he draws you unto himself. Over there in the book of John, chapter number 6, it's about verse number 37. He says, if any man will come to me, he said, I'll in no wise cast him out. He'll save you. He'll secure you. Over in the book of John, chapter number 17, about verse number 12, you'll find he said that all that the Father gave me came to me, and I've lost none save the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And then over there in John chapter 18 and verse number 9, let me tell you, there's not one that's ever been lost. Make no mistake about it. When a person's born into the family of God, not only does he save you, but he keeps you until that day and seals you by the Spirit of God until the day of redemption. Now back in our text over there again, as we look at it, I'm talking about the testimony of the Lord. This Bible said that when you begin to look into it, is that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, and the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. I'm glad you ain't got to have a college education to be able to believe the Lord. I've seen people got saved and wept under conviction and trust in God. They couldn't read and write their name hardly in boxcar letters. I'm glad God makes wise the simple. In the lesson that you're looking at, you find out is that it's a surety that you can bank on. And let me tell you something, the testimony of the Lord is sure. It'll change your heart, change your life, convert your soul, make wise the simple. Notice over there in Psalms 119 and about verse number 130, I'm glad that the Lord is not looking for anything that you and I could be able to write down, pin down, offer, or hold in the hand. Now under Romanism, they want to be able to bring something in their hand or hang something on their cross, or hold something in their chalice, or eat the wafer, so forth and on. I got to tell you, God will not get into anything that's upon the face of this earth that man has made or will make. Is that? But he'll get inside my heart and your heart if you get born into the family of God. In Psalms 119, verse number 130, here's what the passage says. He says, the entrance of thy words. You know what was wrong with the world that sold out their soul? They didn't want his words to enter into them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I'm glad to be able to say and to know is that when a person comes to him as an empty-handed beggar, they can be washed by the blood, born again into the family of God. I'll take what it takes to go to heaven. Somebody that will believe on the Lord Jesus, that will believe the words of God, that will respond in a positive sense to the drawing power of the Holy Spirit of God by the preaching of the cross and the death and the burial and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now in closing, Psalms 19, verse number 8. He said, the statutes of the Lord are right. And he says, notice, he says, rejoicing the heart. You know how you can tell you're born again? Well, God's written His statutes upon my heart and upon your heart and upon our hearts that are saved. Every time we hear the word of the Lord, it rejoices the heart. I got to tell you, I'm built a whole lot like you are. If I go somewhere and the preaching's deader than 10 o'clock, I'm thinking that, somebody ought to stop saying amen, start hollering, shut up. You ever catch yourself and then feel ashamed because you thought that? Well, see, the difference between you and I didn't feel ashamed about it. I said all that to be able to say this, is that if a person's preaching the word of the Lord, it rejoices the heart of every child of God. That's why some of my kinfolks, your kinfolks, I've had people used to call me up way back when, especially if you invited them, to a special day and we're dinner on the ground. Their biggest concern, is there going to be any preaching? Well, if the Lord doesn't come, there will be. That old boy in Louisiana, I know he thinks I've lied to him, but the Lord has not yet come again. I told him that whenever I died, go ahead and have everything I had left. Are you serious? You mean tell me you'd let me have that old Ford pickup you got out there? Of course, it was just holding itself by, looked like death eating a soda cracker. You mean to tell me you? I said, I promise you, it's yours. Will you put that in writing and notarize it? See, he didn't have a clue what it meant. He didn't know what he was talking about. I want to tell you something. The testimony of the Lord was in that ark of God that we've been preaching about over there in the book of Joshua. You know, he had the Ten Commandments was in there, and the pot of manna that they ate was in there. Aaron's rod that budded was in there. But let me tell you right now is that thing had inside it, it had the testimony of God, which is the Ten Commandments that he wrote in those stones and he put there in there as a testimony from now on. You know, if you're saved here tonight, the testimony of God's on the inside of you. He has written his laws on the table of your heart if you're a child of God. And that's the reason why when I hear the word of the Lord, it rejoices the heart. I had a preacher one time that I was listening to, and the preacher, of course, I hadn't been saved long, but I was all excited. He got down and prayed like a house of fire. And then when he tried to preach, he read it word for word off of some 3x5 cards. It was the deadest. It was the dullest. It was the longest. I mean, I'm telling you the truth is that if I had to listen to that all the time in order to be saved, I couldn't have been. You want to go to heaven? You'll have to listen to this man until Jesus comes again. Sorry, can't do it. Just can't do it. I'm glad to know that God snatched me as a brand from the burning and that he put a love in my heart for the word of the Lord, just like he did you when he saved your soul. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to say thank you for loving us while we were yet unlovable. I want to say thank you for the word of the Lord. Thank you for the Spirit of God that leads, guides, and directs us into all the truth. Thy word is the truth. Now, I pray you'd bless these that have gathered here tonight, be with those that could not be. May you build a hedge about them. May you find us busily occupied about your business, that we be not ashamed at thy appearing when you so come again. We say with the prophets, apostles, men and women of old, even so come, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we